notice how companies love to pat themselves on the back for superior customer service while you're still on hold for the third time this week? Here's the uncomfortable truth. 80% of businesses genuinely believe they're knocking it out of the park with customer care. Their customers? Only 8% agree. That's not a gap. That's a canyon. And it's exactly why most businesses will never create the kind of customer loyalty that actually matters. Real loyalty isn't about satisfaction scores or comment cards. It's about creating customers so passionate they become unpaid evangelists for your brand, what we might call zombie loyalists. These aren't people who merely tolerate your business. They're advocates who actively recruit others, defend you online, and choose you even when competitors offer better prices or more convenience. Most businesses treat customer service as a department rather than a religion, creating policies that protect the company instead of serving people. Banks exemplify this. Most of us think ours is terrible, yet we stay because we assume they're all equally awful. That's resignation, not loyalty. The problem starts internally. When a franchise owner tells a teenage employee, "I don't pay you to think," after the kid polished tarnished brass poles, that attitude infects every customer interaction. One bank threatened to call security on a customer with a well-behaved dog. Commerce Bank welcomed dogs with belly rubs and branded biscuits. Guess which earned a customer for life? Companies breeding fierce loyalty understand something fundamental. You can't value customers until you value employees. When employees genuinely love what the company represents, they naturally extend that enthusiasm to customers because they're not faking it. Creating zombie loyalists is surprisingly easy because customer expectations are so low. When a gas station attendant cleaned car windows while pumping gas, something once standard, the customer was so shocked she left a tip. That's your opportunity. Elizabeth walks past 6 closer convenience stores to visit one 2 blocks away. Why? The counter guy dances with her and notices her preferences. When he saw she'd stopped drinking alcohol, he started stocking more V8 and lemonade without being asked. These personal touches cost nothing but create relationships worth the extra walk. When Melissa brought her Honda in with a broken window during financial hardship, the repair manager recognized her loyalty and fixed it free. Her gratitude manifested as thank you gifts, guaranteed future purchases, and numerous referrals. The crucial element? He had the power to decide on the spot. When a couple visited Greek Corner restaurant looking upset, the owner brought complimentary ouzo shots and applied a 10% bad day discount. This unexpected gesture transformed occasional diners into twice-monthly regulars who consistently bring friends. Napoleon understood that leadership transforms an army's fighting spirit. The same principle applies to customer loyalty. Small, thoughtful gestures create disproportionate results. When Stuart Bose's headphones broke, the company replaced them without question, even though he'd bought them from Best Buy. Every subsequent failure, replaced without hesitation. Stuart became such a vocal evangelist that he actively converts others to the brand. Morton's Steakhouse asks if you're celebrating anything special, then customizes your menu with personalized wishes. One customer has personally brought over 200 people to Morton's purely because exceptional service turned him into an unpaid recruiter. When RSC Contracting rebuilt a family home after Hurricane Sandy, they secretly documented the renovation with photographs. At the celebration, RSC presented the family with an engraved album showing the transformation. This unexpected gesture turned a satisfied customer into family. Even tiny gestures create outsized impact. When Raleigh Starbucks baristas provided complimentary ice water for a 5:30 a.m. Thursday running club, the leader immediately shared photos on social media and tagged all her runner friends. When a loyal customer becomes dissatisfied, you're facing a code red emergency. A scorned zombie loyalist can take their infected followers elsewhere with devastating effects. The question isn't whether mistakes happen, they will, but how you respond when they do. In 2004, a Continental Airlines customer discovered a $500 fee to use miles for first-class upgrades. He emailed the president directly, who personally called back, explained the situation, and waived the fees. That two-minute conversation transformed frustration into renewed loyalty lasting over a decade. Contrast this with Jawbone's response when a journalist sent his headset for repair. It returned without the charger. Despite multiple calls, Jawbone refused to replace the $2 charger, insisting he purchase a new one. This rigid policy cost them a customer who now actively recommends against their products. The cardinal sin? Letting an unhappy customer leave without making things right. When a 6-year customer of a Los Angeles bus service mentioned declining service to the district manager, action followed within 2 days. The previous driver was removed for retraining, and the manager gave his personal mobile number, promising to drive him personally if the bus was ever more than 5 minutes late. 3 years later, that customer remains fiercely loyal, all because someone listened and acted immediately. Humans crave novelty, so businesses must create unexpected moments of delight. When Barry Dillard joined struggling Paramount Pictures in the late 1970s, he spent 30 minutes each morning calling 10 random contacts, not for sales, just friendly check-ins. When Hollywood players needed something done, Dillard was top of mind. Under his leadership, Paramount became one of Hollywood's top studios. Rent the Runway created a zombie loyalist when a customer returned a dress noting, "Fiancé just broke up with me." Beyond refunding her money, they sent Valentine's Day flowers with "Happy it's his last day." This unexpected kindness guaranteed lifetime loyalty and a story she eagerly shares. Companies build loyalty through personalized gestures around life events. When customers have babies, brands like Uber and Starwood send branded onesies. Richard Branson featured a friend's baby on Virgin Atlantic's blog as "our youngest Virgin Atlantic member." These simple acknowledgments transform customers into passionate advocates. Brandon Steiner eliminated the dedicated customer service department at Steinet Sports, making every employee responsible for satisfaction. His rule? Treat your customer as you would treat your mother. When complaints can reach millions instantly, everyone must own the customer experience. Within 5 years, minimal product differentiation will leave companies competing on one thing: how customers feel after every interaction. The future economy runs on trusted networks, where engagement frequency determines your position in personal recommendations. A billboard catches attention briefly, but "my stylish friend shopped there and loved it" becomes the strongest call to action possible. Top restaurants already Google guests before arrival, personalizing experiences around anniversaries and preferences. You can't fake genuine service. Your survival depends on creating customers so passionate they recruit others without being asked. The most powerful marketing isn't what you say about yourself, it's what your customers say about you when you're not in the room.